State football will be banned from bowl games and any other postseason play for 4 years. Penn State's football team will have its initial scholarships reduced from 25 to 15 per year for a period of 4 years. NCAA vacates all wins of the Penn State football team from 1998 to 2011, and the records will reflect these changes.
All right, you can hear by the reaction there, Penn State, the Nittany Lions. Oh, they're not roaring right now. In fact, it could be the death knell for this one-time powerhouse college. I think it's well-deserved. Plus, the Joker, so-called Joker, in court for the first time after gunning down way too many people in a movie theater at a special midnight screening in Aurora, Colorado. So many people's hearts broken in half and people still shocked, while James Holmes, the 24-year-old who dyed his hair red and opened fire, throwing tear gas, armed with 6,000 rounds of ammunition, shooting people like he was picking off deer, is denied bail and could get the death penalty. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is where we sit. Boy, we have a long way to go in this hour of ATN. What a way to start off the week, broadcasting from the Jersey Shore. Even at the shore, everybody talking about both things, Penn State and talking about, of course, what happened in Colorado and how awful it is. And people feeling a little bit jittery, wondering about movie theaters, looking over their shoulders now. Was this another one of those bubbles that's been pierced in our lives? You think the workplace shootings that have happened, school shootings that have happened, hospital shootings that have happened, and now we have this at a movie theater. In fact, after it happened, for the entire weekend in New York, police were assigned to movie theaters that were showing as many as they could cover, that were showing Batman in the late screenings for fear that there would be some kind of a strange copycat, perhaps, or some other weird thing that might happen. We'll get into that in a second, but I want to talk about Penn State at the top because we had so many people on talking about child abuse and the devastating effects of that, and Jerry Sandusky. We had people on from Penn State and what they thought should happen and all that kind of stuff. So now, because of the actions of so many protecting Jerry Sandusky, the child molester, sexual abuser, the NCAA has decided to hit Penn State with a big whopper, $60 million sanction, a four-year football postseason ban, that's like death, and a vacating of all wins dating back to 1998. So that means Joe Pa, who was the winningest coaches on the list of winningest coaches of all time in college football, no longer can claim that title, at least his legacy can't. So this all happens on Monday, and Penn State has to reduce a bunch of scholarships, 10 initially, 20 total scholarships every year for a four-year period. I mean, this is death. Anybody who's playing football that has a shot at a bigger career, a shot at maybe pro football or whatever, it's going to make it very tough. And, of course, the limited number of scholarships, too, and the fact that many of the good players might end up walking. Of course, I feel it's too bad for these kids who are caught in the crosshairs of this, but I do not feel anything for Penn State. I mean, it was just an unconscionable thing that they did there. I mean, nothing price-wise can make up for what happened to the men's lives who were destroyed because people looked the other way. They looked the other way when they could have done something, and who knows how many people they might have spared from the clutches of Sandusky. So the university is obviously upset. The NCAA Executive Committee and the president, of course, Mark Emmert, and Ed Ray is the chairman. Just two names, not that you would know those names, but they're the ones who you heard who were throwing out at the news conference ultimately what the penalties would be. And they said, you know, the results were perverse. There's no price that the NCAA can levy to repair the what they called grievous damage inflicted by Jerry Sandusky on his victims. And finally, I think there's something here for the victims. It's not about the money. It's not. 45 counts, remember, of child sex abuse last month. That's what Sandusky was finally convicted of. So the $60 million, by the way, is equivalent to the average annual revenue, the money that the football program brings in. So the reason that nothing happened is to protect the loot, to protect the reputation of Penn State, afraid to say anything, but ridiculous, because I think that what would have happened initially if Sandusky had been outed is Penn State would have dealt with it, and then all of this wouldn't have happened to Penn State. So what's happening to them now is just desserts. So the NCAA orders Penn State to pay the penalty funds into an endowment for what they call external programs preventing child sex abuse or assisting victims, and it can't be used to fund any programs at the university. So it's completely out of the university's hands. In other words, taking that money and putting it away. But how about the boot to all of those wins? So Joe Pa, his legacy, like I said, goes down. Lou Holtz, who was friends with Joe Paterno, because, of course, they coached against each other for many years when Holtz was at Notre Dame in South Carolina. And here's what Lou Holtz had to say about the Paterno wins and what a huge, huge axe has been swung at this program.
I cannot think of a more devastating decision made by the NCAA, but I think it was a message saying too much, too long, too often. The NCAA is now in control, and we're going to be very difficult to deal with. When you think about Joe Paterno, now you aren't going to think about the all-time winningest coach. And here's the amazing thing. This is the first time that Penn State's had a problem with the NCAA, and it's unusual for a Big Ten school to have a problem with the NCAA. But what I think the NCAA said, we're going to take Penn State football back to where it was when Joe Paterno took it over.
All right, and they're going to have a long time rebuilding this because I think a lot of kids who are heavily recruited, and Penn State was a favorite school to go to, a lot of the linebackers are called Linebacker U for a reason. A lot of great linebackers pass through there, and not just linebackers, but wide receivers and quarterbacks, et cetera, you know, pick a position on the field that went on to pro careers. So ultimately, how is this going to look 5-6 years down the road? The conference, the Big Ten Conference, you heard Lou Holtz mentioned it there, and that's what the Penn State Nittany Lions play in, say that they support the NCAA's actions, you know, saying that they're condemning and censuring the school for failing down on many levels, morally, ethically, and potentially criminally. I think the one thing that this does is sends a message that you cannot hide behind football or other big sports and universities when terrible things are happening, like in the case of Sandusky, since this could have been uncovered so much sooner. As you can imagine, the Paterno family upset, saying that it defames the legacy and the contributions of a great coach and an educator, and that there was no input from the family. So sorry. So sorry. All right, keep this number handy so you can weigh in on Penn State if you want to, and also we're going to talk about the awful thing that happened at the hands of James Holmes a little bit later this hour. 855-266-8, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the B side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The Seashore Edition with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk about Sally Ride. The first female astronaut dies, but what were her contributions to NASA? We'll dive into that. Of course, Penn State now slapped with the sanctions and what happened in Colorado a handful of days ago and how people are dealing with that. But right now we turn to something that's near and dear to my heart, government accountability. Oh, yes. Yes, Wynton Hall is joining us now from the Government Accountability Institute, and they dove into something pretty interesting that many of you have whined about when you've called the show. We talk about, whined about in a sense, we've talked about new polls that are coming out and how people favor Mitt Romney over Obama when it comes to the economy, I think because of the business background. But what's interesting is the amount of time that has been spent on the economy with this administration. Wynton, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, great to be with you, Kate. Thanks.
So what's the overall number that I know is just going to blow the socks off of this listening audience? What's the amount of time that's been spent on the economy?
Well, what's amazing is when you look at the 1,257 days of Obama's presidency, we calculated looking at his actual calendar, and what we found is that he has literally spent 4% of his total time in economic meetings of any kind. And what that breaks out for you is on an average weekly basis, you're talking about 138 minutes a week. Research shows that the average dog owner walks their dog 130 minutes a week, so 8 minutes more than people spend walking their dog. And again, this is in the worst economy since the Great Depression.
Yeah, how do you arrive at this data? Because I know there's going to be people out there that are going to be skeptical and say, oh, how are they coming up with this information?
Well, we actually bent over backwards to be as fair as we possibly could. We used the White House's actual calendar. Politico also has a calendar of White House activities, and we tabulated from that. In any event that was even remotely related to the economy, even meetings with the Product Safety Council and things, even anything that could tangentially be considered economic, we counted that. And so we really did try to be as fair and objective as we could, and factcheck.org has actually confirmed our data set, which we've made publicly available on the website.
Wow. Okay, so combing through that, were you surprised by that, with that number, what you came up with?
Well, I was, and the reason why, Kate, is, I mean, when you listen to the president talk, he speaks very passionately and very eloquently often about how much time he's spending on the economy. In fact, in a speech to UPS workers, he said it was the first thing he thinks about when he wakes up and the last thing he thinks about when he goes to sleep. Unfortunately, the numbers basically show that's the only time he's thinking about the economy, just if you look at the raw numbers. Now, again, presidents do have phone calls. You could say they think about the economy, but this is a president who says he wanted to be hands-on in terms of the economy. What's been kind of funny is some of the response from her conservative friends have said, you know, look, it's a good thing he hasn't spent more time on it. He would have messed it up even worse. So I guess you can look at it from both ways.
Was there any reaction? Did you, because I can imagine they're just seething at the White House over this. And, I mean, even Politico, that was interesting, the title, you know, of the of what they put, what they posted, of course, with the opinion was hard facts versus mind over fiscal matters. I can only imagine they were not happy about reading this, but was there any reaction that you know of? I tried to get something today, but I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, we've gotten quite a response. As you can imagine, it's gone viral, been passed around. A lot of the organizations who support Obama have had to look at the numbers and come to the same conclusion. When you actually go through line by line, the numbers speak for themselves. Lou Dobbs did a whole segment on it. It's really catching. I think it's resonating for the reason that it's confirming what most people already suspected they knew, and I think this just gives the, you know, empirical evidence of it. But, you know, it really gets to the heart of what is going on. I mean, you know, you've got one out of five men in America now out of a job.
Yeah.
One out of seven Americans now having to rely on food stamps. You know, the average college graduate under President Bush, 90% found a job. Now it's dropped and plunged down to 56%. You got one out of four homes underwater. And you got 87 million people now not in the labor force. I mean, it's a catastrophe out there. And so, you know, people are really hurting. I mean, you know, whatever person's partisanship, pain is pain. And families are feeling it. Individuals are feeling it. And I think these numbers just say, you know, is there anyone at the helm here? Who's minding the store?
Yeah, I agree with you. I love how you said that pain is pain. Unfortunately, that's the reality. And especially you painted a broad picture here. It's what we talk about all the time on America Tonight. And I try to do the same thing is when you see it, that, you know, kids who are killing themselves getting degrees, whether it's that or whether it's somebody who has a degree, somebody who's got a work history, somebody who has all the credentials you would possibly need, but for whatever reason, X, Y, Z, the company folds, they shrink, whatever it is. I think you really, the staggering statistic in everything you're saying is one out of five men out of work.
That's right. You know, and that's a sad reality. That means it portends a lot of sad things for the future. I mean, just in terms of what that means, the more years you're out of the workforce, your skills get rusty, technology increases, you're not able to just reenter. And also just at the human level, you know, that dad gets up in the morning and he used to get ready to go to work. And now, you know, his daughter says, why doesn't daddy go to work anymore? I mean, it's real pain out there. And people need to understand that. The president needs to understand that. And one of the things I think that was most shocking, we actually broke down the data a little more for this year in 2012. You know, you would think with an election right around the corner that he would at least be trying to create the perception that he is doing something, anything to try to turn this thing around. In point of fact, because of his aggressive fundraising schedule and campaigning schedule, which is just eats up most of his time, this year in 2012, Kate, he has spent a total of just 24 hours in any economic meeting of any kind in the entire year of 2012 thus far. And I think that's going to really shock a lot of people to say, my goodness, even in a year when you would think he would try to put forward his best image in terms of grappling with the economy, he's not. One other corollary of that is that it was recently reported he's just played his 100th round of golf. And in an interview, President Obama was asked, how long is your general round of golf? And he said 6 hours. To do the math, he spent 600 hours playing golf, and with our data, we have shown that in his entire presidency, he spent just 422 hours in economic meetings, meaning he's played more golf than he's been working on the economy.
Yeah, boy, and those numbers, I think those numbers speak for themselves. 600 hours. Wow, that's crazy. And we go back to the initial statistic that you told us, 4% of total time. And that's talking about meetings or briefings of any kind. And I guess you would assume, you know, whatever, 6 days, and I think you even said this, a 10-hour work week. Wow,
right.
That is a staggering number. I'd love to go back and see the other, compare with other presidencies, but I'm just willing to go out on a limb and say I think it's a little bit more than that.
I think you're right. Absolutely.
Whitten, thanks for hanging with us late here on America Tonight. We appreciate your time. You take care.
Oh, it's always great to be with you, Kate. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. It's interesting, some of the numbers that he was talking about. First of all, the fact that, and I know this is Izzy's probably right now sitting up in bed listening to this, for the first 1,257 days of the administration, it's just based on the official schedule, so nothing about politics. And you can see this if you go to the White House website, and even Politico, of course, as he mentioned, as Whitten mentioned, it's up there too as well. So that's where you get that 4% of the total time spent there. And then just going into the days, excluding Sundays, where there was, of course, no economic meetings, there were 773 days, 72%. So you start to do the math, like he says, and 24 hours total, 24 hours of economic meetings of any kind. It's interesting the timing of this because a new poll comes out that has Romney on top, and it's the same thing. I mean, we've heard this now a couple of times in a couple of different polls. When people are asked, registered voters are asked, about who do you think would handle the economy better, it keeps coming up Romney, 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 Romney. And, of course, that's the business background of Romney, I think, that's coming through with at least the people anyway who are Democrats, Republicans, and independents, by the way. That's not completely across the board. Republicans, the feeling is that he's the guy who can turn the economy around. But isn't it interesting that the other things don't come through, like likability, skews so much in favor of Barack Obama, the current president. Interesting. All right, coming up on the flip side of this one, we're going to bounce back to a couple of things, including Penn State, fair or foul for the kids that go there, because pretty much it's almost like a death sentence. And speaking of death sentence, should James Holmes get the death penalty? We'll talk about that.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make.
So 3 days after one of the deadliest shooting sprees in modern American history, certainly, James Holmes, who's the suspect in that Colorado Aurora a theater massacre, was in a courtroom described as looking pretty dazed and sleepy and just kind of out of it. And the district court judge assigned to the case, it was pretty much by the book, just advised him of his Miranda rights, said there was probable cause to continue to hold him without bond on suspicion of first-degree murder. Of course, there was mega security around that courtroom because I think there's people that just flat out want to pop this guy's head off without a doubt. You see his red hair bobbing up and down and very cartoonish orange because he said he was the Joker when he opened fire on those people, innocent people in that movie theater. And the victims of the shooting were at the hearing, many of them. There was one guy, Tom Teeves, his son Alex was killed in the attack. He watched what was going on, and I think he wanted to lean over and strangle him like everybody else that was in there. I mean, you can't help it. It's just that gut natural instinct, the shock, I think, of it all because of the various people who were hurt in this, because there were 58 people also wounded in it, and the amount of victims. So here's what one of them had to say today, talking about family members and all the things of emotions, mixed up emotions, when you're still that raw nerve trying to figure out what happened, why it happened, all those questions, the if question, why they were there, all that stuff. Here's Lisa Diamini.
This time, we will not be discussing James or his relationship to the family, and we would respect courtesy in that regard. It's also important that a case of this significance be tried in the courthouse, in the courtroom, and not in the media. I think everyone can imagine how they're feeling, anyone who's ever been a parent.
All right, so here's the bottom line. You have 12 people killed. You have 58 people that were injured. This was all just a screening, a midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises. You have a guy who comes in, is watching with everybody else, then partially through the movie, leaves through the exit door, comes back in. He's in full body armor. He surrenders to officers in the parking lot behind the theater. Turns out his apartment is booby-trapped to, if somebody were going to his apartment, the cops, whoever, investigators, they would be blown up. I guess that was the idea. And, you know, this is a guy, because everybody's trying to figure out, well, what would make somebody do this? Why would he toss this tear gas? Why would he open fire on innocent people? Why would he kill those people? Why would this happen? What made him snap? He's a former PhD student at the University of Colorado in Denver, and he's not cooperating. The motive, why, that whole thing that gnaws at people, that gnaws at his own family. You could hear by her reaction there, talking about the family not wanting to say anything, because, of course, now his family also is caught in the firestorm of this and saying that they're sorry for what happened, and that's pretty much it, releasing statements, because his mother was caught off guard when she was called at 5:30 in the morning after this had happened and was asked, you know, is this your son? And she said, this is my son, but it's been reported that, you know, this is definitely him, but it's being reported kind of in different ways, and they're saying that that was exaggerated and ugh. So, you know, all that other nonsense I don't think matters. To me, what matters is that this nut gets the death penalty. And Colorado has a death penalty, but only one inmate has ever been executed since 1977. Three inmates are on death row right now. If he isn't executed, you know, to me, I think Denver or Colorado, really, it's Colorado, they need to just chuck the death penalty law. They need to just throw it out, because this is tailor-made for this. He was arrested with all those weapons on him. His apartment was booby-trapped. I mean, what more do you need to know about this? This is a slam-dunk case. I don't care whatever the court-appointed defense attorney says or does or whatever song and dance they put on, but that show is not going to be sold anywhere. There's no question about it. There's an enormous amount of evidence, obviously, against this guy. And, you know, the district attorney admitted she was seeing the defendant for the first time, even before, right while this whole court thing was going on. And, you know, to me, I think what needs to happen is absolutely 100% this Joker, a.k.a. 23-year-old, I lost it, whatever, James Holmes, is not somebody who's going to be rehabbed. And for the lives that he ruined, if you believe the eye for the eye, you know, scenario, this is tailor-made for that. Sadly that this happened. The people could be excited. They go to watch a midnight screening of a movie they've been anticipating, and, you know, who cares? They're sitting there ready to enjoy it. They're in the middle of the movie, and then this thing, this terrible thing happens where people have to decide, geez, do I run out of the theater? Do I hit the deck? What do I do? Because he's picking people off who are getting up and running. So the woman that you heard there, their lawyer, Lisa Diamini, who I mentioned, is saying that, you know, they don't want to talk about their relationship. They don't want to talk about their son. And everybody's concerned about the possibility of the death penalty. I'd say sorry that this happened to you, but sorry that this has interrupted the lives and destroyed the lives of so many other people. And that's what you saw in the courtroom. In looking at reports from this, there was nothing but victims' families. They're just stunned, wanting to just get something, to see, I guess, some kind of emotion, to see something. And they didn't get any kind of emotion. You know, that's that thing where you want somebody like this to, I guess, be hysterical, crying, I can't believe I did it, I don't know. You want something more than just the deadpan face, the dazed look of, geez, you know, here we are. And he's not saying anything. He's not talking about what happened. He's not giving any details as to why he did what he did. But, you know, you read these stories of the victims. How often do I say on America Tonight, for goodness sake, already here in this hour, it's almost been all about the victims, isn't it? So, truly, talking about Penn State and people whining for the Penn State current players. Oh, well, too bad. Guess what? You can go to a different school. Because Penn State deserved to have this happen to them after they were so complicit in covering up what they did. The kids that are there now that are decent football players, they can go someplace else. They can leave. And that's what will happen. And for the school itself and the people that went there, too bad. It's an awful thing. But it's an awful thing that should have never happened. And it was all because it was a football factory and they covered it up. In this case, this should have never happened. You know, you have stories about a kid who's just a kid in his mid-20s who served in the Navy for 5 years, and he was supposed to go and be able to see his daughter and his son and see his wife, but he never made it there. And the reason he never made it there is because en route he died from the gunfire in the theater. And it's very raw to so many people. And you hear the stories about the young sportscaster who was a hockey fanatic and wanted to do something with hockey and was an aspiring journalist that she interned at a sports radio station. She moved to Denver. She was trying to break in the TV market, and she almost was hit at a mass shooting at a Toronto shopping mall, and that was in June. And here she happens to be in this theater in Aurora, Colorado, and is killed. And she's 24 years old, merely in the wrong place at the wrong time. And there's not much anybody can say. There's not much anybody can say, to make the families feel better. I mean, this guy was just a mad, crazy man, kid, who murdered innocent people. And the heroes are pretty much everyone in that theater trying to figure out what they're going to do when covering up their friends, trying to do whatever they could to shield people from bullets, because it's that instant reaction. You're at a theater not thinking anything like that's going to happen. For goodness sake, you're not supposed to be in a war zone. It's not like you're in Afghanistan or Iraq. Please. Now when you go to the theater, especially you think midnight screenings, you hate to say it. It makes you sound like, you know, I feel like my grandmother, you never know what's going to happen. Truly, you never know what's going to happen. Unfortunately, that's the case. And in this case, I think without a doubt, he will get the death penalty. And if not, shame on Colorado. And they need to get rid of it. You can weigh in on this. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. On the flip side, a little bit more on the case. Plus, odds and ends, like Sally Ride, the dying first female astronaut. What were her contributions? We'll talk about that in just a sec.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh. fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Of America tonight. If you just joined us, woohoo! Thanks for finding us on your airwaves, wherever you found us. And remember, we're on Locked and Loaded. It seems all the way through, 6 days a week, actually, because we wrap up the best of the best, of course, on our sixth show. In odds and ends of all the tragedies and things that have happened, the heinousness of Penn State, the sickening thing that happened in Colorado, and how your heart just really goes out for the victims. The one thing that I don't want to see get lost in the sauce here is Sally Ride, the first American woman in space. You know, I dig the whole space thing for what I know of it and what geeky things I've been able to look up over the years, and I'm so excited about the Intrepid actually having a shuttle, because I want to go and see that, and that's now open to the public, and that just opened to the public, by the way. I always say this, if you like planes, NASA stuff, you know, there's like a submarine, there's a Concorde, now you got this Intrepid. When you go to New York, go to the Intrepid. Go to the aircraft carrier. Because it will blow your mind, man. It will blow your mind. Sally Ride was one of those geeky people, too. But she really had it. She was, somebody who was a physicist. She tried to help people understand more about space. And she was the first American woman in space. Well, she died Monday after a 17-month battle with pancreatic cancer, sadly. And, you know, she even had, there was a organization called Sally Ride Science, and this was, again, trying to get kids interested in science and spending a lot of time with this, doing things, you know, books for kids to get interested in science and different aspects of flight and the whole thing behind the push for, oh, geez, do we have any interest in this? Do people interested in going up in space? And she was always trying to foster that. I had a chance to meet her once. It was a very long time ago. Had a great conversation with her. We had her on a show. And she was fascinating. In the, I think, 10, 12 minutes, maybe it was even longer. I think I actually had her on for a special. And we talked for a half an hour. And, boy, she was very, very interesting and always willing to comment on what was happening with the space program. All right, let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Yo, Pete.
Good evening. What's going on?
Boy, the world's gone crazy, this whole thing with the shooting. People are afraid to, you know, like these late-night special screenings. Now people are a little freaked out about what happened in Colorado.
Yeah, number one, soft target. Number two, when the street light comes on, get your butt home.
Yeah, you know what, my mother used to say that, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to be out at midnight. There ain't nothing but trouble out there after midnight.
Yeah.
You know, wake up, people. Go the next day. Go to the matinee. It's the same thing. It's a dark theater. Go the next day. You can dress up, do the thing, you know.
Yeah.
Just don't be out at midnight. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You got drunk drivers. You got knuckleheads out there being criminals. This guy, I think he might have been just a bit depressed. What do you think?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. I think they're going to, he's not telling them anything, but I think the more they dig, that's what they're going to find. And you know what? He's another one of these guys where he had degrees and couldn't get work, apparently.
Yeah, he's just, oh, I don't know. He's just,
off.
He's way out there and that's why he's not talking or anything. He's still probably just buzzing in his brain trying to figure out what to do next. He can't do anything. Now he's going into 6x8 cell, and that's it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, what a waste.
Yeah, absolutely. What a waste. What a sad thing for all those families. It's terrible.
Yeah, and like I say, that was a soft target area. You know, you and what's he doing with those guns, you know? Somebody should have been on call police-wise and checking things out. He would have never got in there in the great state of Texas.
Well, somebody also might have had a gun. You never know. I mean, this is what we talk about. See, now it's opened the gun debate again, because this whole thing with gun control has come up in some debates, in Senate debates, actually, on the heels of the Colorado shooting. It's come up in, you know, Connecticut and Virginia, and so here we go again, but I agree with you.
It's not going to do any good. They're gonna howl and holler and, like I say, bark at the moon, and that's about all. It's all lip service. Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, people kill people. Guns don't.
I agree. I get a lot of flack for that, but I 100% what you just said, that's it. On the money. Short and simple. That's what it is.
It is. That's a tool. Police officers use them every day.
Yep.
It is a tool, just like a hammer. What are they going to do, outlaw sticks and rocks?
Yeah, exactly. And the people will find a way to kill you, as they have over the years, without a piece of metal.
Well, there was two brothers at one time. One killed another one with rock. Cain and Abel, something like that. I don't know.
Pete, you're great. We got to fly. Thanks, man. We're quickly going to go to Dave in the UK. Hey, Dave, we're up against it. What's up, buddy?
Can you hear me all right, Kate?
We gotcha.
Okay, Kate. Well, gee, I don't know where to start. Well, let's start with this. First of all, the incident in the theater. I've heard a lot of, by the way, up till fairly recently. I've been a gun owner since I was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I was well trained in the use of weapons, and I knew that I was not disappointed, even if I thought it was empty, at somebody unless I really wanted to kill it. Now, there's a lot of people who don't understand that concept. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is the right to bear arms as part of a well-armed militia, I think, is what it says. And I just wonder how many people who own assault rifles, I'm not talking about shotguns or rifles, I'm talking about assault weapons, actually
right.
belong to a well-armed and trained militia. I don't think so. They're not members of the National Guard. I don't think so. But some of the other points, I've heard people say, oh, if everybody in the theater had a gun, he wouldn't have been able to kill all those people. And I was just thinking myself what it would have been like inside that theater with a man all dressed in black with smoke going off and a dark theater with a lot of noise from the movie. If everybody in that theater had a weapon and they started shooting at muzzle flashes, how long would it take before it turned into
a gun battle? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So
good
I don't
point.
Think that argument, I don't think that argument holds water. As for this man who did this, committed this act, this is a case where, as you say, there is no did he do it. It's not like one of those cases that we keep hearing about where people have been sentenced to death and because of DNA evidence have later been found to be completely innocent. That is a fact. We cannot ignore that. So here's the question I'd like to ask both the perpetrator of this crime and also the survivors and victims, relatives of this crime. This same question. You ready? If you had the choice, because we know he's not going to be not guilty. We all understand that. And we know
right.
that he's in a state where he could very easily get the death penalty.
Right. If you have
the
choice.
I'm not state the death penalty, but I'm going to state this. I think I want to know if you said to the people who were involved, the victims, relatives, and the victims who didn't die, would you rather he had the death penalty or would you rather him serve the rest of his life in hard labor?
You know what? Excellent question. We got to skedaddle, Dave. You made some great sense there, buddy. I agree with you, by the way, on the assault rifles. And I'm all about not taking guns away from people and keeping the rights. But how about people who know how to use those guns? Food for thought.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time.
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lines.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.